What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lauda, what do you got?
So this one's for Sedano because, let's face it, Cap is going to know nothing about this just like me. I'm not very knowledgeable about the metaverse, but I did see that McDonald's doesn't want to be left behind. They applied for a bunch of trademarks, and one of them is to open a virtual restaurant. It's going to feature actual and virtual goods, and it's going to operate as a virtual restaurant online so they can have home delivery. And again, I asked Sedano because, Cap, let's face it, you don't know. What does this really mean? Like, I don't really understand.
Like, you go into the metaverse and you order food there, and then it'll actual food will show up. Yes.
But instead of like an app, like where you go and click things to order this, you are going to, your avatar is
visualize
walk up.
A McDonald's.
Yeah,
yes.
You're going to walk up to the restaurant and order just like you would if you were actually there.
So I just want to make sure I got this. So in the metaverse, I order a Big Mac, and then in real life, I get the Big Mac.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be delivered to you. You're just going to the metaverse as opposed to just going to your phone and it's two-dimensional. It's three-dimensional.
Just give me the app, bro. Just the app and deliver.
I mean, it's okay. Some people want the experience.
Yeah.
I'm going to
Momo, would you go metaverse McDonald's?
I'm not into the metaverse.
Thank you, Momo.
It's another thing I don't need.
You're missing out on the metaverse.
Thing I don't need, you know? Yeah. Like, there's so many apps. There's so many.
Lots of money to be made in the metaverse.
I got Postmates.
Thank you.
It's okay. Lindsay and I will clean up in the metaverse.
It's fine.
When are you getting your goggles, your Oculus?
I'm going to wait for the Apple ones. The Apple is making ones that look like actual glasses, not those big goggles. Yeah.
Apple's so clean.
They are. They're so fresh and so clean. All right. What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right. So, Momo, finish what you were saying, if you remember. We were talking about like getting back more than what you gave up.
Yeah. I mean, look, Brooklyn had the same issue. They gave away 4 first-round picks.
Damn.
To get James Harden last year. And Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, who should be an all-star this year.
Mm-hmm.
And some pick swaps. They gave away a lot last year.
All of it.
So they had to get something close. Right? Like, you can't. You can say, oh, they should have just, Ben Simmons is enough. But they have to, you have to get back something to justify your troubles.
And so here's what I would say. Since we just, I just made reference to like investing in the metaverse.
Sure.
I dabble in investments, traditional and otherwise, crypto, et cetera. Yep. And I have one theory on short-term investments because they all depend on whether short, long, whatever your time horizons are. Ends up being a short-term investment because the value isn't there, cut your losses because it may not – this notion that it may get better more times than not tends to not work out.
Yeah, and this is how you get into this position in the first place. You go for the short-term gains. And, like, it's fine. You got Anthony Davis and you won a championship. But, like, the reason the Lakers don't have a lot of picks is because they traded them all for AD, right? And then with Westbrook, they threw in the first from last year. And they have – like – when you do the short-term moves, they got to pay off. And in the Anthony Davis trade-off, I mean, I would say it paid off, right? You win a title.
Yes. Yep.
That's enough. Whatever you gave up for him is enough. You got a title. Russell Westbrook, they gave up a lot. It hasn't paid off.
Well,
and so rather than double down, like this concept of sunk costs, like rather than double down and give up even more to undo that mistake, like maybe just hold the line and say, you know what? We'll try it again in the summer. And I think... one thing I was thinking about, I was on set today, and you know, some of this stuff happens so fast and furious, you're reporting, but also trying to analyze at the same time. And I just had this thought of like all morning, the sense I got from around the league was like, I can't believe the Lakers aren't doing anything. This team is falling apart at the seams. Did you see the game last night? Oh my God, they gotta do something. And the pressure on the Lakers to do something, just to do something, was so intense and so immense. I kind of respect the I'm trying to find a word that I can say on the air. I kind of respect the fortitude to just say no. They know they're going to get crushed right now. They know they are not winning that press conference. I see Rob Pelinka on there. He knows he's going to get crushed. And it reminds me a little of like when they did the coaching search. Remember how much they got crushed for that? Oh, Frank Vogel was your third
right,
choice.
Right, because it was Ty Lue, and then it was sort
Monty.
Of Jay Kidd, sort of. Yeah.
Well, no.
Let me ask you a question, though, Ramona. Are you saying that maybe Jeannie and Rob and Kurt Rambis and Linda are all sitting around having a conversation going, guys, look, we got LeBron, we got AD, we won a championship, mission accomplished. Let's look into the future. The four of us, we're going to be here. LeBron's going to get older. AD's contract will expire. Russ is going to go on. We got to think about the Lakers in 2027, 28, 29, 30. Mm. Are they no longer thinking about right now?
No,
take
I wouldn't
advantage
go that far.
Of LeBron?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I don't think they punted on this at all. I think they say, go figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes when things aren't working, we all, you know, like in the NBA, we just saw two star players in franchises when things weren't working, they bolted and they ran away from the problem instead of working on it. And, you know, that's what happens in the world. But it's also not great long-term team building.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
and by the way, you know, I mean, Phil Jackson was a big part of this organization and those people that Cap mentioned. And, you know, just to use like a game analogy,
sure.
You covered him for a long time, Ramona. How many times during a game he'd just let them try to figure it out on the court, not call a timeout?
I mean, you know, I understand there's like a lot of pressure and there's a lot of, I keep coming back to the word pressure, but there's a lot of urgency to win now because of LeBron James and how great he's playing. And you have Anthony Davis in this window and how great they're playing. But I think there's a sense of like, sometimes you just, I mean, at least, and I'm not saying I agree with it or disagree with it, but I know where this is where they're coming from, which is we made our moves, and rather than just do something to do something, we're going to tell you to go back to the drawing board and figure it out. You just go, just keep working on it. And, you know, whether it might waste the season, it might waste a LeBron James, one of his last peak years, might happen. I don't know. But it's, if you can't, can you tell me 100% that doing the John Wall trade is going to make them win?
No, because there was no Russ last night.
It gives
them
a chance.
Lost,
yeah, it gives them a better chance, I think. But, how much of a chance?
I like what you're saying, though, about this. You guys got to go figure out how to become a team. Because guess what? Phoenix doesn't have a big three, per se. Yeah. You know? And Golden State doesn't even have, when I say big three, like where you've put together free agents. Utah, these are teams. Guys, you must learn how to be a team. I can't believe I'm telling you this, LeBron James. You know this.
Yeah.
But they have to learn how to be a team. George, I think you said it earlier today. It's not been fun. I don't think the players have had any fun. There's nobody jumping off the bench and cheering, you know?
One of the least fun years, Momo, that I've had watching this team.
It reminds me of the year with Dwight Howard and Steve Nash.
Oh, yeah.
It's
remember
that
the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, so I have the best. This is one of my all-time favorite lines that anyone's ever told me that I could use in a story, okay?
Yeah.
So Gary Vitti, who was the trainer there for a long time, that year, remember Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Pau Gasol, Kobe Bryant.
Are we having fun yet?
Are we having fun yet? It's going to be amazing. It was a total disaster.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, they end up losing, and that's the year Kobe tore his Achilles at the end because he played so much, et cetera. And Gary Vee says to me, you know, sometimes when you've been banging your head against a wall for a long time, it just feels good when you finally stop.
Hmm.
Like at the end of that year. And I was like, that's an amazing quote.
Yeah.
Like the whole year was just pain, no joy.
Yeah.
That's this year.
And it
for
feels
these guys.
Good to finally stop. So I don't know. Maybe that, you know what? Like, they were in a fog last night, as LeBron said, you know, where there's a fog in the air. Mm-hmm. Well, they got some clarity now. This is it.
This is it. This is your team.
Yeah.
Love it or
Momo,
leave it. I mean,
Momo, real quick on just kind of the landscape with this Simmons Harden deal. I feel like the East playoffs are going to be an absolute
must watch
bloodbath.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. I can't. George. March 10th, the Brooklyn Nets are scheduled to play in Philly.
Do you think he plays? Do you think Simmons plays before then?
Not a chance. Oh, before then, maybe. But do I think he plays that night in Philly? No way.
Okay.
That's too bad. That's not sourced, okay? But that's can you imagine?
Because that would even have somebody like me watch a game like that.
Oh, but it would be great if he did. Like, league, it would be amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
That would be
incredible
drama.
Look, it's going to be we're going to ramp up. I don't think he'll play for a couple weeks here. I think he's going to sit out all through All-Star, ramp up a little bit. It's not going to be immediate. KD's going to come back. Like, he needs to get some time to get acclimated to his new surroundings.
Yeah.
You know, there's the mental health stuff, yada, yada. he'll play, you know, in a little while, soon enough. I don't think he'd sit out. March 10th is a long way away.
I mean, it is a long way because that's like a month from now, and it's so he's going to have to play before then. I mean, look, nothing will ever top LeBron going back to Cleveland in December of 2010, but because even KD's, like, I didn't even think that
I was there.
I didn't think it was that bad.
That was nothing will top LeBron.
I mean, LeBron
was pretty bad.
LeBron is like the seventh level of hell. Like Cleveland was the seventh level of hell that night.
Okay, I'm just gonna scene set for you. It's in Oklahoma City, and I'm walking to the game. There's just like a million fans, and you know it's like a scene, right?
Yeah.
And
this whole, it's already a small town to begin with.
And, you know, where is he going to be able to have dinner? Remember the one place he used to go?
Oh, yeah, the place there next to the one hotel that everybody
The restaurant he liked to go eat at. They wouldn't let him come.
The steakhouse.
Yeah, the steakhouse. Something prime. I can't remember what the name of it is. Anyway, and I'm walking there, and there's just like everybody's got their cupcake signs.
Yeah, that was what they were calling him, cupcake.
And then I'm walking down the street. And there's some dude in front of me, and he's like, he looks like kind of a biker guy or whatever. He looks kind of tough. And he has a live snake on his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
I hate when people have snakes in
public.
He had
a live snake on his shoulder. Like, he was going to walk into the game and be like, hey, here's my ticket. I'm coming in with the snake.
Bringing my boa, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
I hate when people have pet snakes around their neck in public. It drives me up a wall. It's like, dude, that's your snake. Put him in an aquarium. Leave him at home. Don't bring him around me because what if the snake decides all of a sudden to take a snap at me? You know what I mean?
I mean, it was trying to get on TV probably, you know? Yeah,
still gross.
Yeah. He was probably trying to be like, oh, I'm the guy who's calling Kevin Durant a snake by bringing a live snake. I get it. But it was also like, oh, it's a live snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this? Does it make, like, I mean, he fits better, I think, for Brooklyn than James did. I think he fills some of their needs. Mm-hmm. I feel like James was excess, basically, on what they already had. I don't love the Philly fit, but it certainly makes them better. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. And now you look at – you don't think so because I look at –
Well, like,
look
just straight up Harden for Simmons, but, like, Seth Curry and Drummond are good pieces
for them.
Gave
up a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Seth Curry, I think that one hurts more than Drummond, personally, because at the end of the day, Embiid's going to play a ton.
Yeah, and they can play small when Embiid's out.
That's, right, it's right. Okay. So – But I look at the East, and it's like some combination, like the final four is some combination of Brooklyn, Philly, Milwaukee, Miami.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll take Milwaukee.
Sorry, Lindsay. I know. Cleveland.
I'll take Milwaukee.
They're a nice little story. The gutsy little Cavs.
You'll see.
Hey,
nice
what about the Hawks? We're all forgetting about the Hawks, who were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, they're
kind
not.
Of started this whole thing.
Yeah, no.
Like, literally, the Hawks undid the Knicks.
I mean, listen,
undid the Sixers.
Can you tell Lindsay that her gutsy little Cavs will be a nice story this year, but just they're not going to have playoff success?
Probably.
I think they're going to win a series. That's what I said. They'll win a series.
Maybe if they play Chicago.
Yeah, if they play, I can see
that. She said that the Cavs would go further than the Lakers.
She did say that, and that might be true.
Pretty sure that that's going to happen.
That might be true.
Yeah. What do you think? Momo, you look confused, Ramona. Like, yes, no, maybe?
I'm thinking about that one. Yeah, I think they'll go further than the Lakers.
Ha ha!
You know what? Like, I'm looking back on last year. I mean, I always come back to this. As bad as things look right now, the Lakers had Phoenix on the ropes, and then AD got hurt.
2-1, right.
Right.
I mean,
in a playoff series, things get crazy.
Yeah, and I know they don't have Caruso, they don't have KCP, they don't have Kuz anymore. I mean, that hurts. Yeah. But they still LeBron and AD.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Momo,
LeBron and AD would be enough to win last night. I guess it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, it's the regular season. I saw Rex Chapman beat the 72-win Bulls with eight guys. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I literally saw that.
Some of that is also the Lakers when LeBron talked about being in a fog. I mean, that team just had a horrible loss the night before. Yeah. Everybody thinks they're going to get traded. They're all tense about it.
Right.
And they're all not focused. It's second night of a back-to-back. And then Portland's just gone through all their stuff. So everybody there is just kind of like playing for minutes. They're just playing for pride, whatever they're playing for anymore. So there's absolutely no pressure on them. All they got pressure is like earn your keep. Like there's nothing, they're not distracted. They don't have any other thought in their head. Like that happens a lot in the NBA is you have nights like that.
Yeah. Momo, thank you for stopping by and always making time for us.
All right, you got it, bud.
See ya. There she is, Momo.
Dude, you don't even understand. She is, I hope you don't mind me saying this, Momo. She got a lot going on. She kind of
always.
I mean, from 4 o'clock this morning, she's like, you know, like, dude, I'm flustered. Yeah. I got a lot going on.
We have to go to break. Damn it!
Well, then we shouldn't have talked so much about the Eastern Conference. Let's go.
What, you don't think there's people listening that want to care who the Lakers could face if they end up coming out through the West?
What? What?
All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ooh. Go ahead, Laura. Explain, and Lindsay, explain to me what Kaplan is doing right now.
He is doing this, it's like this weird dance move with his hands, but like, I can't even explain it. I think you know what? I'm just going to take a video.
Yes, Cap, do that. Put a video out.
Cap, you need to not stop, because I'm literally going to just record a video.
Yeah.
Of what he's doing. Oh, wait.
Wait, then the music ran out.
Yeah, put the music back on.
Espérame, dale. Yeah. He's doing at first I think he was doing like the sprinkler, and now he's doing, I don't know what the hell.
I don't know what I'm doing either.
And at a point I think you did the cabbage patch, but you stopped and the video's still going. Bro.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
How about when I dabbed on you?
Oh, he did dab earlier. Can you believe that? I'm just like, yeah. Oh man, Sedano just a good day.
2015 called and they wanted the dab back.
That's right. And 1988 called and they want my Los Bukis jacket back, but they ain't getting it.
Oh, look at that. Lindsay, how would you describe what you just witnessed?
I mean, it kind of looks like that video that we saw of was it Brian Kelly and the LSU recruit?
Oh, now hold on.
Oh.
Getting personal.
I'm just saying.
Now it's getting personal.
It was
personal.
On that level.
You know, now we're talking. I mean, that is like a real personal shot. I mean, you know, come on.
What, you don't like the way Brian Kelly dances? Come on.
I mean,
he's definitely doing it now. He's going all out.
Yeah, now I'm doing the whole Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman, peace sign sideways over your eyes.
Well, that's what Brian Kelly was doing.
Right, now I'm taking it to the next level.
Well, you got
to
dance and do the rap, singing, whatever you want to call it, the song, you know, the...
the uh-ing.
Yeah.
The uh-ing.
They go together.
Yeah. You know, I was going to make fun of you for talking too much and trying to always ruining like our clock, busting our clock. But you always make up for it by doing silly things like this.
Well, I looked at the clock and I was like, you know, it's 6:14. We're like way past the break. So I guess nobody cares about the break. So why should I?
No, I know. But we can't go past 15. That makes it even worse.
Oh, sorry, Laura. Oh, Laura cares. She does.
Yeah. I mean, 14's already pushing it. Anything over 15, then we're really in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Oncho.
Well, listen, it was very...
No memes, bro.
It was very it was very cool of Ramona to come in here today.
Yes.
Because she came in and she wasn't joking. She's like, dude, I am frazzled. I've been up since all hours.
Yeah, man.
I've
been
on the
phone
all
day.
Yeah, I've been
doing
shows.
East Coast stuff in the morning. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, she came in here. She was like, you know, she was out of breath. She was working hard. I can tell you
that. I mean, listen, the beauty of being out here is that, you know, there's obviously everything ends earlier, right? Like, you can have a life. But the problem is when they ask you to do the East Coast stuff and you got to get up early, that's like a pain in the ass. Yeah?
George, let me ask you a question here for a second. You ready?
Yes.
So there's been a bunch of tweets today.
Uh-oh. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. There's been a bunch of tweets today about Rob Pelinka in Disneyland today.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, I obviously am just looking at the tweets like anybody else, and you can't really confirm that he was there today.
This. Yeah, I can confirm that it is Rob Pelinka at Disneyland.
But is it today?
I don't believe it's today. He did, because moments after that tweet popped up, he did a conference call from somewhere that sounded very quiet. It didn't sound like Disneyland. It wasn't like It's a Small World was playing in the background.
Really? There was no... Could you imagine? Hey, we're working on some deals right now. We're talking to some teams,
right?
And then in the background, that would be great.
I mean, he is kind of important, so he could have always like ducked away, you know, and taken a call in like a private area. I'm just saying.
Really? Yeah. Like, you think he has somebody at Disney? He's like, hey, listen, I'm bringing me the fam. But you know,
he
about 10:30 this morning.
He could have gone back to the hotel real quick. You know,
no,
to take a quick call.
You don't go back to the hotel real quick when you're leaving Disneyland. I mean, that's a schlep.
Yeah, you do. I mean, in the middle of the day, people take
breaks
at Disneyland all the time.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know.
But when you're in the hotel, people often will take a break for like lunch or whatever. Go back to the hotel, relax, change your clothes for later on. I'm just saying. I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility.
I mean, I guess there is a 1-2% chance that it is possible, but I would venture to guess no.
There's no way that the Lakers general manager, not an NBA general manager. The Lakers general manager.
Well, there really would only be two general managers that have that close proximity. It would be the Lakers and, well, the Clippers too, I guess. So it would be three. Lakers, Clippers, and then, of course, Orlando. But that's it. But
what I'm saying, though, is that Rob Pelinka is famous enough.
Yes.
And visible enough.
Right. He looks like Rob Lowe.
Right. That there's no way that he would say, like even someone like myself who's in the doghouse in a relationship, if my girlfriend or wife said to me, like hours in advance of the trade deadline, we're going to Disneyland. I can't go to Disneyland. It's Thursday afternoon. It's the trade deadline. No.
Yeah, so if Rachel said to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're terrified of your girlfriend.
Petrified.
Rachel. Yes. If Rachel said to you, let's say we had like a big thing, okay? Like a big event, okay, here at the station that involved our show specifically,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That it was like, hey, this is like a big Sedano and Cap event. But Rachel said to you, Scott, I need you at this event. How would you handle that?
Well, ooh, this is a tough one, George. This is a tough call.
Yeah.
Tough call. Gonna have to make this call.
Yeah, you're going with Rachel. There's no question. You're
probably careful. But the difference here is that Rob Pelinka has to be able to say to whoever, hey, look, it's the trade deadline. I know I can take a call from wherever. I know I can be walking around helping the kids get on Dumbo, but I can still do a deal. I'm working from wherever I am. As long as I got my phone, I'm working. But not hours in advance of the trade deadline could the man be in Disneyland, because more than anything else, he'd have to say, babe, somebody's going to take a picture of me. I'm going to be walking around Disneyland in advance of the trade deadline. Somebody's going to snap a photo and put it on Twitter. I can't have that. So I'm going to guess there's no way that Rob Pelinka was at Disneyland today. The picture may be of him, and it may be there, but it could not possibly be today, could it?
No. I doubt it.
I mean, you got to really love Pirates of the Caribbean if you're going to be at Disneyland hours in advance of the trade deadline if you're a famous NBA general manager whose team stinks.
Yeah, I'm fairly confident that that Rob Pelinka was not at Disneyland today.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I have asked Lindsay, George, tell me what you think about this. Mm-hmm. I have asked Lindsay to get Rob Pelinka on the show.
Yeah, we can ask for him.
I think that Laker fans would love to hear from him as to, you know, why there were no moves.
Sure. Lindsay, put it in. See if he can come on in the next day or so.
I'm on top of it.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I think people would really like to hear from him.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
I mean, are you going to ask him straight up, were you at Disneyland yesterday?
No, please don't do that.
Why not? Let him say no.
I feel like you kind of have to ask him.
Well, you just say, like, hey, Rob, there's this ridiculous thing out there that you were at Disneyland. There's like a picture of you there. You know, I'm assuming that is inaccurate. Like, just frame it right.
What if he says, no, that's actually right. I was at Disneyland.
Okay, then let him surprise us. How about that?
Okay, I mean, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
I definitely think it needs to be addressed, number one.
I think the internet sleuths can literally take this photo and like look up the metadata and all that stuff and find out if the picture was indeed taken today.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's possible.
Okay, do we have any of those?
No, we don't have any.
I'm sure there's someone out there that's already on it, right?
Yo, who wants to volunteer to be the Sedano and Cap, what did you call them, internet
metadata
sleuth? Oh,
yes.
Metadata.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wants to volunteer for the job?
Okay. We'll work on that. In the interim, big deal or no deal? Everyone's favorite segment here in the 6 o'clock hour is coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thank you, Christopher. All right, Linz, what do you got?
All right, so James Harden and Kevin Durant are obviously no longer teammates after the big trade today, and KD is already getting a little petty. So a few hours after the trade, KD and LeBron had to pick their teams for the All-Star game. And hilariously, KD passed over Harden in favor of Rudy Gobert. Even funnier was LeBron's reaction to Durant's explanation for
at
this
the end
move.
They were the last two. Yes, they were the last two guys.
So here's what it sounded like, because I just want to play the whole thing because it's very funny.
Lower the music a little bit, Laura. Just there you go.
I'm gonna need some size for sure. Yeah. I'm gonna need some size and some defense in the interior. Especially with Giannis and LeBron James such great basketball this year. I need somebody to offset that, so I'm going to go with Rudy Gobert.
I agree.
That worked out nicely.
I mean, he can't let people run through the lane and dunk on him. Got somebody defending back there.
Hey, that's chess, not checkers. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's hey, when somebody want out, you let them go. Don't let them come back. I'm with you, KD.
That's why I cut my hair off. I was like, I'm gone.
That's James Harden goes to
LeBron James
as the final selection of the All-Star draft.
Shaq.
He hasn't played. Is he healthy?
Who's that?
James, he hasn't played. What happens if he doesn't?
Oh, he got traded. He's healthy now.
He's missed the last three with a hammy. And now we know why LeBron carried a clipboard with him to the draft.
Hey, LeBron, oh my gosh, trust me right man. Now, he's rubbing some icing hot on that thing. He's playing the next game.
Okay, so is KD passing over James Harden for his All-Star team a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
No deal. It was fairly obvious, although I did like the fact that LeBron made him squirm. And actually, that bite before it started, the thing right before that was Charles saying to him, oh, don't pick him, LeBron. Make him have to make a pick. And then, like, he took Fred Van Vliet before Durant picked Rudy Gobert, which I thought was funny. So, yeah, they did try to make him sweat it out there at the end.
I'm also going no deal here, although it would have been a great sense of showmanship by KD had he taken Harden. Given that he was just traded earlier in the day, that would have been cool if he would have done that. I like all the busting up, man. I think that was great. Charles Barkley, no, he's fine.
Yeah,
no,
I love LeBron being like, is he hurt?
No,
is he hurt?
No, he got traded. He's fine. He's okay now.
He's okay now.
LeBron, I think that's great.
LeBron needling him that way actually was also funny. Yes.
Hey, here's another thing. Is LeBron really planning on playing in the All-Star game? I mean, he just missed five games with a knee injury. Take your time, man. Rest up. Get ready for this championship run, dude.
I mean, they have a break after the All-Star game, so they're good.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got to gear up for this championship run that's coming.
He plays his 10 minutes or whatever, you know.
Yeah, he'll play a few minutes. He'll play enough for the fans. He'll play 15, 20 minutes.
I mean, my God, what would I do if LeBron didn't play in the All-Star game?
LeBron, All-Star game in Cleveland, he's got
to
play.
Well, let me say something to you. First of all, Lindsay's right. It is in Cleveland.
I got that. That's fair.
And you know, the other part of the equation is he's the biggest star in the game. Like, if people pay a lot of money to go to that, that's not, you know, the All-Star game in the NBA is still a ticket, while plenty of corporate seats, still a ticket the regular fan can get.
Why would they want to go?
Yeah.
I went and it was fun. I thought it was a great time.
Well, Saturday, to me, is the best day.
Yeah,
right? The skills competitions, the three-point competition is always loaded with superstars. It's actually, in my opinion, replaced the slam dunk as the best event. But, All-Star Weekend is fun. Much like I think the baseball All-Star Game is
fun. The All-Star Weekend itself is fun. The whole tech conference thing that they do is cool. But the game itself.
See, I disagree. Maybe on TV it's bad, but for the fans.
No, but you're there.
In person. They have concerts. They've got so much, like, with the crowd. It's kind of like, you know how minor league baseball games do all kinds of stuff to get, like, the fans involved during all the breaks and whatnot? It's a lot more, like, fan involved than a regular NBA game. And I think
Yeah, because, Cap, I'm sure you'd want to go to the Pro Bowl and watch the two-hand touch game.
Ugh, horrible. Yeah. They're all bad. I think all All-Star games
are bad. No, I think
baseball
is still the best.
I think the NBA is good since they changed it too. It was exciting.
Oh right, they do the Elam ending, which made it a lot more interesting. Yes, that is true. That is a lot more interesting.
I'm just not into All-Star games. What can I tell you?
Yeah, right. But baseball is good.
Tight.
I mean, it counts, doesn't it?
Not anymore.
Right? Oh, they got rid of that?
Didn't they change it to every other year? They're just rotating it.
No, that's
you got me. I mean, right now, does baseball even exist?
Well,
I mean,
speaking of baseball,
go ahead.
Speaking of baseball, Rob Manfred, he spoke publicly yesterday for the first time since the lockout started on December 2nd. And while he said he remains optimistic that the regular season is going to start on time, an agreement likely would need to be reached by the end of February for that to happen. Well, it was all a bunch of nonsense that he spoke, and he's just like the world's worst PR person for that sport. But one
it is crazy how bad. Yeah. I never thought Bud.
He said he made a comment about how investing in an MLB team is you get less of a return on that than you do in the stock market, trying to make it sound like owners don't make a lot of money. And it's like, whatever.
For the love of God.
But there was a piece of news to come out of it. He said that the two sides have agreed on the universal DH, along with the elimination of...
Oh, my God. Greg Bergman is probably, like, rolling over in his grave.
Yeah. The baseball purists are ticked. So is this news a big deal or no deal, Cap?
Well, if there's a baseball season, presumably there will be, having a universal DH is a big deal. Listen, I'm no, like, baseball manager. Even though I was a very highly decorated Little League manager, just so you guys all know.
Yeah, yeah.
Highly decorated, George.
Mm-hmm.
But it changes the game drastically from, you know, the National League side, of course.
Yeah, nobody likes to see pitchers hitting, bro. I don't care what anybody says.
Hey, you know what that means? Albert Pujols can probably stick around another couple of years, right?
Yeah, he might. And again, like, this used to be my argument with Bergman all the time. Laura was there for those arguments. It was like, dude. Who wants to see, like, the best pitcher maybe hits 200? Maybe. Like, nobody wants to see that. It's not fun. Like, this isn't 1976 anymore.
Yeah, I used to like it when Madison Baumgartner would hit bombs.
Oh, he just texted me. I hate it. Yeah, Madison Baumgartner. What was his average, though? Like, 189?
I don't know.
Yeah, he hit a couple a season.
Yeah. Here's Bergman. I hate it with a capital H-A-T-E. Of course you do, because you're like the oldest 38-year-old ever. Stodgy old guy.
I don't know why someone like Greg would hate it, especially when it benefits, you know,
the
like
Dodgers.
They
have so many hitters.
Because so what happens to us is this. We get into a routine of this is the way it's always been done, so if you change it, we don't like it. It's kind of like we were talking about a few weeks ago about college football and the transfer portal. And I'm like, I don't like it. And I become the grumpy old guy.
Get off my lawn guy,
right.
Like Bergman is.
Right.
So do you hate watching American League games because of it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No one says yeah.
No, I don't. Like, I'm saying, like, good job, Lindsay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. So why is it, it's fine when it's on one league but not the other? Like, it's stupid that they do it differently.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Right. There should be universal rules for both leagues.
Right. So the DH, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the guys that would not have jobs anymore if they got rid of the DH, like the universal DH. Or in the American League.
Yeah. Where's the music, by the way?
The music just ended. It just ended, and Laura's got nothing to do with us. She's done with us. She's like, look, I want nothing to do with you guys.
I do edits and other stuff. While
she's got stuff.
She's busy. I see what's going on here.
Listen, not everybody's in there dancing like you, okay?
Dude, not only dancing, jamming.
Yeah.
So you know who else is jamming?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. He's acquired Death Row Records.
I saw that.
From MNRK Music Group. The terms of the deal have not been disclosed, but here's what Snoop Dogg said in a statement. He said, I'm thrilled and appreciative of the opportunity to acquire the iconic and culturally significant Death Row Records brand, which has immense untapped future value. It feels good to have ownership of the label that I was part of at the beginning of my career and as one of the founding members. Remember, he did say he rapped in, Gin and Juice? Death Row is the label that pays me.
Yeah.
So
very good.
Is Snoop Dogg buying Death Row Records a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
Big, big, big deal. And I think that everyone, because again, you're talking about the original crew, right? Like, I feel like it can reignite Death Row Records in a lot of ways where, you know, they can sign younger artists. That maybe aren't getting the love in, you know, other record labels. I actually think Snoop can kind of start continue like his pipeline of guys, right? Like, I think it's great all around for sure.
I also think it's a big deal just because of the legacy that Snoop was part of this company, this brand, And now all these years later, he gets to own it. Lindsay, does it say, does this come with... It's not just the brand. I mean, this must come with all the assets too, right?
No, I think that's a totally separate thing. I could be wrong because the way that they did things back then was different. But I think it's like the rights to the brand itself.
Hmm.
I mean, and what I don't understand is that Snoop Dogg just recently signed with Def Jam. So, like, he works for Def Jam, but now he's going to own Death Row. Like,
well, but a lot of these bigger labels, like... I don't want to say absorb, but they work together, right?
Right,
like
right.
They own a stake in it. Perhaps that's part of it. Like Def Jam will own a stake in it as well.
Yeah, I guess in one way, it can't hurt the Death Row artists, you know? Yeah.
What do you think Snoop's doing right now? I mean, you got the
smoking
halftime
weed?
Show. Yeah, probably so. But you got the halftime show Sunday. Today's Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, Snoop. You think Snoop's prepping? He's
no.
working right now?
He isn't. I mean, I'm sure he's got like, you know, a routine to get ready to perform, but yeah, I feel like he's fine.
I'm sure he doesn't need to, like,
you know,
rehearse.
He's lighting up a blunt and he's having some fun.
I mean, this is the Super Bowl. This is a bigger deal than just some, you know, festival. He's not DJing.
I mean, he's performed at some like pretty monstrous events.
I know, but this is this will be the biggest of the big. This is internet.
Is it though?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, he's no. Come on, stop.
Let me ask you a question. When is he ever going to perform in front of more people than on Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, because of the TV audience,
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah, the international TV audience.
If you
right.
combine all the opportunities he's had in his life, it's probably 10 times that.
Yeah, George, if you say, look, he's done
right,
500
but what's
shows.
What I'm saying, like, it's not... I mean,
this
I
is
understand.
The big show.
Wait, but
this
I
is
can
the big
understand
one.
If this was, like, some young artist who had never performed before in front of a crowd. Like, but, like, who cares?
No,
like,
this is a big show for him, dude. This is your hometown. This is in SoFi Stadium.
I get it.
This is the Rams are playing in the
like
Super
he's
Bowl.
Nervous.
No,
like,
no, not nervous. I'm wondering what he's doing. Like what?
They're keeping
what do
it
you
very
do?
Hush hush because I did read an article that talked about him and Dre talked about how they want to do this show so big and so good because they want other artists like themselves to be able to do this again. So there is some truth, Cap, that I'm sure that he's doing some stuff, but I don't think he's nervous, and I think he's fine.
So you just think, though, like right now he's sitting at home watching the NFL Honors show, smoking a fatty?
No, absolutely not watching NFL Honors.
Cap, you do remember that Snoop Dogg performed at a huge venue at Radio City Music Hall on the VMAs while he was wanted for murder charges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So
I think he's
sweating it.
You don't think so?
Right.
No.
Yeah,
you think he's sweating that one more?
Excellent point. Yes.
You think he was worried that they were going to come get him from the stage?
I mean, he ran away, like he fleed immediately. I don't know.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
That was no deal. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. This is no deal compared to that.
Yes, 100%.
All right, keep us going here.
I mean, we actually should break.
Really?
So, yeah.
This is so much fun, though.
You want to just do it, keep doing it if she has more later?
At the commercial break, can you give me more big deals or no deals?
Sure, I got a couple of
them
in
the bag.
Yeah, there
you go. Yes, thanks. All right, so, but first, a look at traffic. We got one more. Do you want just some Scotteria on the way out, or are you jonesing, or like?
Yeah, I can give you a little Scotteria coming
up. Okay, let's do that next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Ah, salto! Buddha, papayo. Come on, Cap. Go ahead. Do the dance so Lindsay and Laura can laugh.
You know what I'm going to do? Now, because she's playing this song, and because I'm getting into the spirit of it all, now I'm going to go put on my Los Bukis jacket again.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead. Echa paya. By the way, while you're getting your Los Bukis jacket on and you're playing festive Latino music from Pitbull, my kids love Encanto. They don't stop watching it. Or listening to the soundtrack, for that matter. So if you're a parent and you haven't seen it, and you need to entertain the kids, I would recommend it.
I haven't watched it yet, so I need to put that on my list then. Even though I'm not a parent or a kid, I probably did.
I am rocking out, man.
Yeah.
I got moves.
Not
Laura,
really.
Come on, admit it.
You have no moves, bro.
You want to dance with me,
you
girl?
You think you got moves.
You want to dance with me? You want to show me what's up?
I will show you up, dude.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Don't show me up. Dance with me.
100%.
Let's be partners.
Oh, my God. Where are you doing Scotteria? I don't know what
you can teach him how to dance there. If he teaches you how to ride a bike, right?
I mean, I can try to teach him how to dance. Will it be successful? I don't know, but I can try.
I'm willing to learn. I'm coachable, okay. Very coachable. I take that
You're
great
not Russell
pride.
Westbrook.
That's right. I take great pride in being a coachable player. So if you coach me up, I will take that advice, and I will institute it into my game.
Cap, that just gave me a really good idea.
Yeah, tell
a
me.
A romantic thing to do for Rachel for Valentine's Day is go to a dancing class together.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
That's like effort right there. That's serious effort.
That is a good idea. That is a really good idea. I was thinking more like, you know, now that you're bringing it up, you know, Super Bowl's on Sunday. I got to have something prepared for Monday. I was thinking maybe just as you just said that, it just sparked a concept. How about like a couples massage? You guys like couples massages or would you rather have like individual massages, you know?
I prefer the individual.
Me too.
But I mean, you know,
I don't
it's
get
fine.
The point of a couple's massage. Yeah. Like, what we're laying
unless
next
I'm
to
doing
each other.
It, you know, yeah. Unless I'm giving you the massage,
right.
Then that's
now,
different.
Right. That's a different story. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, if you're just having a masseuse come, then who gives a crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff's
I think
overrated.
the dance shows a lot more effort, and it's easy too. You could just like find a place, call, you know, give them your credit card, whatever, and then just like print something out on, you know, like here, this is a gift certificate or whatever.
Right, and you can go learn to dance together. Yeah. Yes,
you can make
it
a day.
It.
Yeah. You know, plan a brunch.
Bailar.
And then, or breakfast, whatever you want to do, at whatever time you want to do it. So you plan before, then you go to that, and then you have dinner.
Ah, good idea.
Spend the whole damn day with
him.
I know.
It's a good idea. You guys, listen, I'll tell you, there's a lot of romance on this show as we get ready to head towards Valentine's Day.
Los
a lot of
Románticos.
Romance. Sí.
Yeah.
Es muy bien.
Yes.
Es muy bien.
You got a little Scotteria because we got about like 3 or 4 minutes here.
So. Well, I want to say this. This is an interactive Scotteria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, George, you know, you kind of gave me a hard time earlier in the week about going to what you called was the saddest place on earth. Now, we think
it
of
is.
Disney as being the happiest place on earth.
Absolutely.
And you said Radio Row was the saddest place on earth.
Hashtag sad, sad Radio Row.
Yeah. So I go over today to the LA Convention Center and I walk on to Radio Row.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, listen, the convention center is like, it's just massive, you know?
Yeah.
So there's so much space in there that they can actually space people out, you know?
Yeah.
And I set up all my equipment for my podcast. By the way, you know, I think I'm cool, man. I got 2 laptop computers, 2 cameras, 2 microphones, 2 sets of headphones. I've also got these like plug-in things for the Apples because, you know, they don't take USB cables, so you got to have like an extra component. And then this is me, such a schmuck, right? I go ahead and I plug in all this stuff and then I plug in the Ethernet cable.
Right.
Because I want the highest speed internet I can get.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not working. I can't connect to the network. So I go to the IT guys on Radio Row, and I'm like, yo, man, I can't connect to the network. And you know what the guy says to me?
What?
He says, well, did you pay for the Ethernet?
See, this is exactly what I said and why I called Amanda on Monday and was like, you know what? I don't think he realizes that not only do you need to secure a spot, but you need to plan all of this so much where you have to pay for the line drop.
But I want to tell you, I had a table. Okay, with my name on it that I reserved through the NFL.
Yeah, but you didn't pay for the line.
But I didn't pay for the line because I first of all, I don't ever remember at any point ever having to pay for the line.
How
but
do you think you connected when you did it other places?
I'll tell you honestly. I thought that like every other time I've gone to the Super Bowl, I've told you, I've been to like 25 of them in a row.
Yeah.
Every time I went, I just thought you plugged in. Like I thought it was part of the service.
You had an engineer, though, every other time.
I did. But I just thought that there's these Ethernet cables sitting on the table. Yeah. I'm going to plug them in. Well, I didn't pay. So I said to the guy, I go, so how much is it? Take a guess. How much would Ethernet connection? This is just, so you have Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. So this is like on the day of, by the way.
Yeah.
Not like,
it's like $8,000.
Okay, $8,000 is your guess. George, I heard you win Game of Games or at least play very well.
No, I won. I didn't.
Okay, and it was like a Price is Right version. How much is Ethernet at Radio Row? Remember, you can get Wi-Fi for free, but Ethernet, like hardline, make sure that's how you would get on the radio.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say like $750.
Okay, $750. Laura?
$2,000.
Okay, all good guesses. $1,100 for the Ethernet.
I win.
Oh, I was thinking for the week.
Yeah, well, that's just it for the week. So I said to the guy, I go, well, how about just for the day? He said, no, that doesn't work like that. You pay for the whole week. I'm like, I only need it today. He said, can't do it.
this is why when you guys sit on air, because I think Sedona was in here, you're like, I'm going to be on Radio Row. And the first thing I did to Lindsay's ear was like, what?
And I said this exact thing. I said, well, he said he has a spot and he was planning to go for his podcast. However, he doesn't realize that his podcast does not need to be live connected to the Comrex. So he's going to get there and he's going to plug in and realize he has to pay for a connection. And then he's going to say, I'm just going to do it at the studio. And I said, well, just let him let him do that. Well, and that's exactly what happened.
But you want to know what happened?
And then you crawled back to the studio.
Right. But you want to know what happened? But let me just tell you guys something. So I'm packing up all my equipment at 5 o'clock this morning, and I go, you know what? I'm not taking any of this radio broadcast equipment. I'm going across the street. I'm going into the 710 studios.
Well, you told me yesterday you were going
to. Well, but it was pure laziness as to why I didn't pack this stuff up. But thankfully, because the Ethernet cables didn't work, so. But it wasn't as sad as you said it was, George. But it was sad a little bit.
Very sad. Yeah. All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
Excellent work, Scott. Glad you enjoyed Sad Sad Radio Row.
Thank you.
Great job, Lindsay and Laura. We will talk to you mañana. See ya.